Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
God, you should have a strip club out there called Area Los 51.
Oh.
I know. I mean, it's just for the merch alone. It would be a roadside destination.
There's got to be one already, right? Well, that's really good.
Areola's 51.
Yeah, there's welcome to the main stage.
Yeah. Yeah, she's out of this world. And you know it.
So are these Hooters when you see them?
Yeah. So when I was told this story as a young boy, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old, I did not think it was real, but then the more I heard it, I was like, that's just one of those old wives' tales or old husbands' tales, as it were. And also, the story I was told was about a mountain man. That is not really the truth, because that's what we do. We take stories and we make them fit our surroundings and our ethics and morals and values.
Oh, yeah, they change a lot. Too much.
Yes.
Liberties are taken.
Right. So, this actually happened in British Columbia. It was not in our mountains, although they have them there, which is news to me.
I got a lot.
Little Fort, British Columbia, the 1950s. There was a guy lived off the grid. Now, not off the grid like we do today. This is just one of them guys that he'd go into town maybe once a month to buy dry goods, various sundries, and then go back to his house and you wouldn't see him again. He just, those days, off the grid. Now off the grid means you're writing a manifesto somewhere, starting a cult.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you know, back then it was just like, oh, man, you know what? I'm like Rafe Hollister. I just go and hang out by myself. I don't do nothing. So he was kind of living off the grid, what you would call a Canadian good old boy. The locals made fun of him for one reason, though, when he would come into town. Any guesses? Was it his smell, perhaps, because he lived off the grid?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. People were staring at him as soon as he walks in.
He looked disheveled.
Disheveled, yes. Well, they made fun of his lack of teeth and the broken ones that did remain.
Oh, yeah.
He was basically made fun of to the point where he didn't want to go into town anymore because he was so... Here he is, just a country boy, and a Canadian country boy, which is weird to think about. But he's just up there doing his thing. Perhaps he came from Britain because the teeth were so bad, but nevertheless, he didn't take care of them, and people would make fun of him for that. In fact, he would have to chop his food so fine to eat it because of his lack of teeth, and the ones that were there were just poor and broken and not good. So
God, man.
He wanted dentures, but not for the aesthetics of it. He wanted it to be able to eat properly.
It's got to have some practicality, right? Like, he has to survive.
I mean, yeah. Like, when's the last time you used your teeth for something? Well, watch out. Other than eating. Food.
Yesterday, I took a plastic ring off of a drink bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and plus, I saw you opening ball cards, and you were opening that with your teeth, too. You're going to rip them out.
I use them a lot.
Well, be careful you don't end up like this guy. So he wanted dentures, but he was, again, off the grid kind of living guy. There was not even a dentist around where he lived that he could even do that. So what did he do?
I'm curious. What?
He shot a deer and decided to make dentures out of the deer's teeth.
What? Wow.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, she says. How, you ask? Well, he literally used deer teeth for his dentures. He killed this deer, filed down the deer teeth, glued them into a base that he had made out of epoxy wood, which is really just plastic that looks like wood, as far as I know, epoxy wood. And then everything was held together, and you'll have to help me out with this, fat boy. Everything was held together in this little tray by household cement. What? Like super glue? Like household cement? What is that?
Cement is something you can go
like
buy.
Epoxy or something?
Well, like almost like a PVC type glue, maybe something that sets pretty fast. But what did this guy do before he was homeless? Did he like work at Aspen Dental?
He wasn't homeless. He just
is a country boy.
Yeah, he lived in the woods, but probably in a cabin of some kind. Not literally like Tarzan swinging from tree to tree.
So I'm picturing the wrong guy in my head. It's like this guy is a drifter. He's got no place to go.
No, this is a mountain man, but a Canadian version of. So he spelled like neighbor with a U and crap like that. Color with a U and all that.
I've never seen a deer's teeth.
Well, wait to hear full circle. He then turned around and ate the same deer with its own teeth.
Oh, God.
Well,
that's brutal.
I mean, if he's hungry and he had to have teeth to chew the meat, that makes sense.
Waste not, won't not. The people of Canada,
I'm not judging people,
called him the backwoods wizard because how crafty and resourceful it was. In fact, do you know how he would keep warm in the wintertime?
No.
He would take the stomach of a cow.
Oh, that's gross.
Fill it with hot water and put it in the bed with him.
Oh, God.
He's ingenious.
It's like DiCaprio when he gets in the bear hide in that movie.
Oh, God.
That kept him alive.
Well, I mean, the guy is of something of legend, and he's real, too. Speaking of bears, you mentioned that. He had a grudge against a bear. He had a pet ram, okay?
Okay.
His pet was a ram, and a bear killed his pet ram, and he went on this bear attack where he started killing all these different bears because he thought it might be the one that killed his pet ram.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
But this is where you hardcore hunters text in and tell me if this part is true. It says it is. It says that he was killing grizzly bears with a .22 rifle.
You'd have to shoot them like right.
You'd have to put it to their head, I feel like.
Yeah, you have to get real close.
Otherwise, you just shoot the fur off their butt. Remember that from Great Outdoors?
Dang it.
So he also the eight bear, he killed eight bears for, or is it bear? Eight bears or eight bear?
That's a great question. Like I think it's bears.
Bears. The Berenstain Bears.
Yes, yeah, bears.
It's a Mandela effect. I remember Berenstain Bear. Nevertheless, he ate those bears with the deer teeth also. And again, I heard this for years about a mountain man, but from around here. But it's absolutely very true. He ended up wearing the deer teeth for 3 years until they eventually got too loose. They turned very dark because he didn't brush them either, which, deer don't brush their teeth.
No.
And wasn't exactly called a clean person. But today, you can find those. I'm going to plan your summer vacation for next year. I'm going to tell you about this. You can actually see the deer dentures at the Museum of Healthcare.
These deer teeth.
Let's go, kids. The Museum
That'd
of Healthcare.
Be fun.
The hell, like,
better
what is
than
there?
Disney.
The
Just
first
a bunch
syringe.
Of, I like, unless you're a doctor or a nurse.
Now these are stirrups that old so and so.
You want to do a photo opportunity? Put your legs up in there. Oh, we're at the Museum of Healthcare.
What if it wasn't a deer? The guy had to kill a donkey. He's got to wear donkey teeth.
God, they just like the hee-haw donkey.
Yeah, I had to look at deer teeth. I've never seen them. They're like they're all sharp.
Yeah, you had to file them down. Yeah, they're very, very like I never thought about that. I've never seen a deer's teeth.
He must have been really bad off. Like
they're not usually smiling when they see me.
He must have had almost no teeth in his own head.
Well, he didn't. They like it's saying that he had 6 to 12 teeth in his head.
But even then.
Before he did this.
You got to fit the mold to your 3 or 4 teeth that you do have.
Yeah. Well.
That's creepy and smart at the same time.
It does say here that dentists don't recommend this. They don't say why. They just don't. The reason why is that they want to sell you some. But they say they don't recommend this approach to actually, if you need teeth, don't go and just kill an animal and take their teeth.
Well, you kind of want the teeth to be in line with, I mean, if you can file them down so it fits your jawline.
That's what he had to do.
But if you don't do it correctly, you can get TMJ.
Plus, a deer's mouth is real small. Like, I imagine he had to, like, break his jaw to get in there. Oh, God. Oh.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just to hear a crack.
Wilbur.
I know. Was he like, oh, God, that scared even me. Normally there's a little bit of a little knock at the door when there's going to be a belt.
It's coming out of both ends today.
You know, I feel like he was sitting there with the deer with fishing line tied to the teeth and keeps closing the door over and over again.
Oh.
Pull the teeth out.
There he's just running with it.
You can Google it. The guy's name, if you want to look it up, is
I gotta see.
Francis Wharton, W-H-A-R-T-O-N. Francis Wharton.
Oh, man, he kind of looks like Kane.
He looks like Grills from the James Bond movies. Or not Grills. What was his name?
It was
Dr. Teeth. What was his name?
He was in in Dr. No, right?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore too.
What was his damn name? I don't want to look it up.
I don't either.
I get my Bond movies mixed up between Dr. No and
Octopussy.
God dang it, I missed that joke up too. I'm glad this person called because I do have a question.
Oh my God, I saw who it was.
Here you go, buddy. We have something in common.
What?
I've never seen a cat's penis in person.
Don't Google it. It's scary looking.
I haven't. I'm not going to.
They should have one of those chase you at the end of Mad World.
Oh, my
I'd run back to my house.
Oh, wow. That's a long. That's a hole.
Yeah, it is.
That's a jaunt.
You're damn right. Tim Looper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Throwing the ball at the dog. I'm actually.
What does that mean?
This is what's fitting. I am actually looking after my neighbor's dogs, one of them which is blind. But I haven't lost him.
How do they know he's blind? See, I don't get that. How do they figure that out?
He crashes into things.
He keeps.
Yeah, he runs into walls and fences and me.
Bless.
He just takes off running and just keeps running until he runs into something and stops him?
Generally, yeah, but he learns his boundaries.
Well, at least the three blind mice will be okay today.
This is true.
Does he have a glass eye? Like, would you get a blind dog or
no, cane. It has a cane with black sunglasses, Fat Boy. What do you think?
I thought it was like the guy in Last Action Hero. He had different eyeballs he'd switch out.
It's a smiling face and one eyeball.
Like Charles Dean.
Yeah. Like, is this the neighbor to your left if I'm facing your house?
Yes.
Ah.
They're making a little side money watching animals. That's cool.
He didn't say it was a paid opportunity.
I was going to say, yeah. I would. You couldn't pay me to watch him. It's all just kindness.
Look at that.
Hello, Duke Power. I'd like to pay my bill. Here's 100 kindness.
It's like, if you pay me, I will lose your animals.
My
joking.
God.
Old Looper grew up in Korea. Do they have pigs in Korea?
Yeah, they do. Korean pot bellies. Are they really from Korea?
No, I don't know, but I do remember I got bitten by a reef monkey when I was a kid there.
What is that?
It's a monkey.
Like it just like indigenous to South Korea?
Is this why you were foaming it out of the mouth the other day?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, it makes sense now. My God. Had it, like you're just going through the jungle of Korea? Bit you? They have Korean jungles.
It was a sanctioned zoo in Korea, and I guess I got too close, and my mom had me, and Reese monkey bit me.
Oh, so. Reese. Like Reese cup? I say Reese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reese monkey.
It was a grease monkey, a mechanic.
Not a grease monkey. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, these things got the faces like the, dang it. I'm not good with animals, like orangutans or bigger.
Which ones grow hair on their ass?
What?
Yeah, that one. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Did you see his ass by chance?
A baboon. That's it. It sounds like birds chirping when
laugh.
I know. That's like until you're getting big. You got the weeds.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
What happens? It just like comes down from the trees and just attacks? Is this thing?
I think it was on a limb. This was like, I was so young that I don't even remember it. I know it from my parents and my brothers.
Oh, some of those stories where you don't know if you think like, God, did this really happen or is this just a story they've told me for years?
This is true, and I did name one of my children similar to the name the Reese Monkey. So we've come full circle.
Wait a minute. Is that where the oil change place gets their name?
It had to. That South Korean monkey hated foreigners so much that it bit an American kid right on the back of the
neck. Get out of here, Whitey. Something like that. Did they change the oil in your car? The Reese Monkey.
Of course they did.
Okay, good.
Very quickly.
I think the dog's throwing the ball to you, Tim. I really do.
I didn't know they had pigs in Korea, honestly. Because they have cows in India they won't eat.
Well, yeah.
They're sacred. Yeah.
They're sacred animals. But
if you're in India.
You know what a Korean potbelly pig is?
Let me look that
You've
up.
Never heard of a Korean potbelly pig?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's what the Inarius pig is. I think they brought it in as a foreign exchange student. He ended up saying.
Yeah, they tab dance.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, man, they're really fat.
They have a huge forehead. Like, yeah, it looks like the big sister from 1,000-Pound Sisters. No offense at all. Just with the look.
God, man. Yeah, they're like fat behind the head.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, by the way, I haven't texted you yet, but my condolences on Mercury Morris.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Have you heard yet?
I have. I saw that during the travesty of the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Let's not talk about the Dolphins.
Yeah. All right.
Fins up, baby.
All right. Go, Vince. All right, Tim. Go chirp away. Have a good morning.
Do it.
Hey, y'all, too. Love you guys.
All right, love you. See you, Tim.
You cool. Laugh too much for a Monday, though.
Yeah, he does. Not.
Too happy.
He can't laugh too much. He's out there playing catch with the dog.
The blind dog.
No. Oh, so he's playing with the blind. No. Tim.
I thought he was. He said he was playing catch with the blind dog.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the neighbor's
dog. So that explains why the dog keeps missing it. All right. Makes sense.
He's got to go get it.
Come on, catch it. You ever throw a ball to a kid and like...
At a kid.
Like,
yeah.
No, but...
At a kid.
Like, I was throwing the ball with my grandson the other day. And if I ever mention it, it's Jasper is his name. Because I don't always... I'll just say Jasper and people think, oh, Jasper Brinkley? Like, no. So, when do kids learn how to catch? Because, like, he just lets it hit him. He just puts his hands there and it just comes right down and just hits
That's what my... Jared did. Chris tried to get him to catch and threw a ball at him and he cried for about an hour.
Yeah, but when did they learn to catch? It's just like they'll just stand there and just let it hit him.
You got to show him, right? Like you got to put his hands up.
I'm like, I guess. Close it in with your body. Pull it in. That's the way, you know.
He's like, I don't want to. Football, what are you throwing like a big ball at him?
Like a beach ball. Nothing hard. Just a little light thing.
He's probably so enamored with the animals now that he don't care about the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if you want him to ride a pig or whatever, he might do that.
You know what? They have a little thing. This should probably be frowned upon by people. They make pig saddles.
I was just going to ask if he's got a
saddle.
For
midgets to ride them. Or little people. And they do it in little people rodeos now.
When is that coming to town? I'll buy all the tickets.
I know. Like, they let them wrestle, but they don't let them rodeo around here. It sucks. Yeah!
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, you know, I sound like a broken record now. It is the problem, but we have to deal with it. So, I almost speak from my heart right now. You can't just call in and demand things. You can't. I mean, it's nice. I mean, if there's time for me, you can't just demand stuff. The guy that was wanting to come on Friday's show, man, I got to tell you about this. What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. What do I do? Well, you can't do it today because we do the whole 8 o'clock hour, you know, FOF line on Fridays and picks and all this stuff. All right, I can wait till Monday. What time works for you? See, that's where we're accommodating. We're like, you know what? What works for you, pal? And he's like, how about 8 o'clock? Once I get to work, I'll get everything settled in and then I'll call you guys. Well, how about we call you? Great, here's my number. What happened, fat boy?
I'm getting sent to voicemail first time. He answered the phone out like he couldn't hear me. Second time, voicemail. Third time, voicemail again. But look, me on the phone is a separate issue. I get psychotic on these. Because if you say you're going to be on, like I'll keep calling you and ringing it. But the fourth time I call him, the voicemail goes like to two rings. After two rings, he's dodging it. I don't know why he was anonymous.
New rule. If you give us your phone number to come on for a bit and then you don't, we're going to give out your phone number on the radio.
I keep leaving messages, too. I'm like, hey, you said you'd be on. You promised us. We gave you a seg there, buddy.
Hey, you awful neighbor from next door. Well, we'll go ahead and just say your thing then.
You bastard human being.
Person. I wanted to really talk about it too. That's what it's aggravating. So, all right, the guy has a neighbor who he doesn't know all that well. And they say, hey, you know what? We've never met you as a neighbor, but we're looking for someone to cat sit, which I've never heard anybody ever say. Here's what I thought about cat. I had one. They just don't work very well with me.
They're not your type of pet, obviously.
No, but I know people who've had them, and they'll be like, oh, we'll go on a weekend trip. What about your cat? Ah, you know what? We'll just leave him in there. He's fine.
Which you kind of can do with cats.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, you can leave them in a hot car, right? Or no?
No.
Well, they only talk about the dogs.
Or anything in a
dogs
hot
and
car.
Babies. You leave an old person in there or a cat, no one cares. No, I'm kidding. My sinuses are wacky now.
See, it's Anonymous's fault, too.
It is. That's when it all falls apart. We're all excited because Paige lost picks and we're going to punish her.
We are. Yeah.
So the guy is going over there and... you know the exact story, but basically he tries to leave, and the cat tries to leave with him, and does.
Yeah, he had issues with the cat. The cat's not there anymore. The cat he's supposed to cat sit is gone.
That sounds like the way people from another country say ketchup. So, you got some cat sit? Cat sit.
Cat sit.
Remember they used to spell it cat sup back in the early days, and then it went into, we're just going to write it the way y'all say it.
Is that
y'all
different?
Call it ketchup. It used to be cat sup when I was a kid.
Yeah, that looks stupid. It was in a glass bottle, too.
Yes, it was.
Probably didn't even do that anymore because nobody takes glass to recycle with it.
You'd have to hit that certain part of the bottle for it to come out.
Pickens County, why the hell don't you take glass now? I'm tired of going home with glass.
Because they're being glass holes about it is what they're doing.
Evidently. So he came up with a quick fix that... Well, I mean, that's exactly what it was.
This is stupid.
I want to hear this.
Part of the reason I wanted to talk to him is just see how stupid he sounded, if I'm being honest now.
Well, now he's even dumber.
Yeah.
He tried to work too many people. He's one of these guys. So the cat that he was watching is a black cat, and it's gone.
Great song, by the way. Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I don't know if you've tried to get a black cat before. Try to adopt one. Very hard to get.
I've heard they don't like adopting them.
They don't this time of year, for sure.
Because people get them just for decorations, literally, or at Halloween time. And
how
then
they abuse them.
Well, I mean, a lot of times people get puppies, and then once the cuteness wears off, by the time Christmas comes, nobody wants a black cat.
A little black kitties, adorable.
Kitties. Oh, yeah, I like kitties.
I love black kitties.
He dumped out on you. He thought you said something else.
Oh, kitten.
I love black kitties. They're nice. But they're hard to get.
Yeah.
So he
goes and tries to find another black cat.
Tries to. He didn't find a black cat. He did find a white cat, though.
You stupid dummy.
There are endless white cats in
I'm
supply.
Glad you didn't call now. I can call you a dummy to your ear. Not
oh,
your
what did this idiot do?
Well, listen to her.
I'm kind of glad I did this now, the whole little interview with him, because I got everything out that he was too afraid to come on and say. So he gets the white cat, and he takes it to, I guess, some dog groomers will... dye your animals before you some won't. He found one that would. So he dyed the white cat black to, I guess, take the place of the other cat. He said he tried to find one similar in size and weight or whatever.
Good Lord.
But, that's not permanent. The color's starting to come out. It's been like a couple weeks.
So it would basically start to turn gray. Oh, my God, we were gone. Look how stressed we made Morris. That's his name. It's Morris.
So the jig is up on the guy. He's going to get found out. And, obviously the people now, what he didn't think about, I assume he didn't think about this, they now have another cat they got to take care of that wasn't theirs originally, but it's theirs now.
And they're aware?
I don't think they are yet. See, I don't get all
how
the...
How dumb are they then?
I don't...
You can look at... Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but... don't you think if you had a pet cat that you could look at that cat in the face and recognize it?
I mean...
You would know the difference of your cat.
Yeah, they just act different. I mean, it's why, remember Face Off? At the end of Face Off? Which one's the... Well, you knew which one was which.
Because I know, my little Lulu, she was...
What?
That's what she calls
my kitty, Lulu. Lulu LaRue.
God.
No,
it's worse.
My little kitty.
Yeah, my little kitty.
Lou LaRue.
Slash LaRue or whatever I call it.
Of Rusty LaRue.
Of course, every cat, every animal that I have has two names.
Wait, make sure you're talking about the cat.
But what you added too. But so they dye it a white cat black, and then so after a while it starts to turn gray.
It's getting to the point now to where they're going to find out, and then this is what he's nervous about. So I don't know if he was calling to give an anonymous apology to him or what, but like there are questions that only he can answer.
What a dummy!
And he's trying to dodge us.
It's like an episode of Seinfeld or something.
Maybe the owners.
I mean, it does. It's like Kramer lost somebody's cat, so he goes, I know what I'll do, Jerry. Do you have any shoe polish?
Maybe. Just think. Yeah. Maybe the owners found out that the cat wasn't theirs when it turned gray.
Oh, my
and
God.
That's why he's not calling in, because he's flat busted.
Or what if they think something's wrong with their cat?
Like someone bleached their cat?
No, like he's just acting strange.
Yeah, like why is he changing colors, though? I don't know. I ain't a cat doctor.
How come the cat doesn't come to his name?
Before we left, he would go in the litter box, and now he's doing it on our terrarium.
You know what I didn't think of till just now? What? I hope he got the same sex cat.
Oh, no.
What if he didn't?
Maybe this cat wasn't heating it. They had a boy cat.
What if they think their cat's transitioning right before their very eyes?
I mean,
they got a trans kitty.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but I've never seen a cat's penis.
It's weird looking. And don't ask
like,
me.
I've never.
Neither
like,
have I.
Yeah, but I mean.
Look it up, dude.
Okay.
Have you ever heard cats hooking up?
Oh, it's dreadful. It's the worst.
The sound
thing.
Of it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know why.
It's the second worst animal sound ever. Second worst. First was when one of my hog's feet got caught in a fence. Or not the feet, but the tooth.
Oh,
got caught in the fence, oh, and it didn't know any better. It was like, I'm going to go forward, but every time he'd go forward, because their teeth go backwards,
oh.
It was pulling again, and it was like,
what'd you do?
Went over there and like,
yanked him.
Physically, I yanked him off. No, I went over and I pulled the fence back. I mean, I was thinking he was going to try to bite me or something with his big old fangs. And
I'm glad you did something.
But right, yeah, dude, it was the most nervous. Like I was so anxious. I was like, God, you're in so much pain right now. But oh, that's gotta hurt, you know. And
did
I just
he thank
and
you
just,
afterwards.
He did. He prepared me some bacon.
Does a pig lick you like a dog?
No.
Okay.
I mean, mine doesn't.
Does he like nudge you with his big nose?
Well, first of all, Paige,
a snail.
He doesn't have a big nose.
Also, do you have to wash him off?
No, they
they squirt.
I thought you had to take a hose to him.
No, he bathes him in the bathtub. What do you think?
You're talking about just what for what reason? Like they,
I don't know.
In the summertime, you do that, but they just like
they
you
get
just go
the
dig him a hole and just waller.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you know Hamilton, the pig that we were going to try to domesticate. I don't know how the Inarios did it. First off, they got one from Korea, I think. Korean pigs
it
are more used to being.
It was truly a tiny pig.
No, I think it's a Korean pig. Well, no joke.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, I have something here. What was that thing? And y'all can, like, I'm not going to say get me back tomorrow, but you can, because I did have to look it up. I do have access to all the answers. But, you know, and someone else says there's a stand-up comic that said the same thing. I didn't copy him. From time to time, people get the same ideas. And the idea is that you should have to take some kind of civics test or American history maybe test or something to be able to actually vote.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, like, as much as people say, oh, if you're over 70, you shouldn't be president. You don't have all your faculties about you and all this stuff. Well, then do you have the same issue with people that vote over 70? You know, well, if they don't have, if you somebody,
should.
You should.
Even with driving, voting.
Yeah.
Living alone, honestly.
So I have found a 5-question American civics quiz that I would like to conduct on the two of you right now. We do have to remove our clothing.
That's part of it. See, that's where you can work people too. They're going to think, oh no, I can't vote unless I'm naked.
They're going to say, oh wow, you're an immigrant mule.
Nobody,
I don't know how that would work.
Nobody has a filter anymore as far as like, you know, what's real and what's not. Just don't.
Do you want to take this test? No, nobody, look.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to think bad of you if you don't pass and you wouldn't be able to vote in this hype. Let's say you got to get 3 out of 5 right to be able to vote.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, they're not easy.
They might be tough.
They're really not.
Can we do it in a couple minutes? Or will we have to wait and take it?
What do you mean? Like, could we do the whole thing in 2 minutes?
Yeah. It might take time, right?
It might.
Yeah, because we have to guess and then.
What about, we'll start with question one. There's five. We'll start with question one. And this is where you just write down your answer because it's multiple choice.
Oh.
Multiple guess.
Because, yeah, they couldn't just ask people these questions and tell them to put it in their own words. It'd go on forever.
Grab my paper that says Hood Loins.
Hood Loins. You need a pen page? There's only 18 of them right in front of you.
I'm obsessed with pens.
You got more pens than somebody on heroin right now.
I always need one.
All right, here we go. The first question. What is the supreme law of the land in the United States? Is it the Declaration of Independence? B, the Constitution? C, the Bill of Rights? Or D, the Federalist Papers? What is the supreme law of the land in these United States?
Could you go through the answers again?
A, the Declaration of Independence. B, the Constitution. C, the Bill of Rights. D, the Federalist Papers. Page says B, the Constitution. Fat boy, you say?
I said C.
Page would be able to vote in this one. You would not, Fat
what?
Boy. It is the Constitution.
See, it was confusing how one of them, I felt like how it was worded kind of. But those were the answers. You said the Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments, the Constitution. But what was the other one you said?
Declaration of Independence.
Okay, that's where I got
the Federalist Papers.
I swear I'm not stupid, man.
No, you're not.
See, you got people.
You just can't vote.
They're going to be begging to vote, like, if they failed the test.
I'm telling you, what have I got into now? This is not easy. It's like.
I got to pass.
It's like when Jimmy beat me in Bible trivia that time. I was like, God, this sucks. Many people are texting in full size, too. They're saying that they also did not get that answer correct. So the idea is if you have to have a driver's license, and apparently more people than just one stand-up comic. I promise you I didn't rip anybody off. I just thought that, you know, all this talk about voting and absentee voting and immigrant voting and all this stuff, especially in the state of New York where you don't have to produce any kind of ID. In other words, if you knew you had a friend, if you already went in and voted that morning and you go to work and your friend at work is like, man, I'm not voting. Screw that stuff. You could go back and vote again using his name as long as he hadn't changed his mind and came and vote. Or what if someone like said, hey, they went in and voted under your name ahead of time?
I hate all that stuff. That early voting, absentee balloting. People on both sides should be questioning.
I don't know if I should say this. My mom absentee votes. She already has.
And this, well, I mean, yeah, because people started doing it.
Yeah. She did it in the previous one, too. I mean, she seemed a little bit nervous about it. I don't know where this is going.
I mean, you have to question it. Both sides, you really should. If you're not present to vote, you have to, there's just doubt. You don't know.
Well, you would think that they would have it where it's secure.
I mean, some people still use paper ballots.
Oh, yeah. And like Scantron's probably in like Iowa or somewhere.
Now they're saying poll managers can make every poll worker count them by hand until they all get the same number.
Yeah.
However many times it takes. However long it takes.
See, some of these internet vigilantes should do that. Like watch the webcams of fire departments or wherever people vote and watch to see if there's any moving around of boxes. Because there was the one. You got to see that one from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was in New York, too.
What was happening?
They were moving voting boxes out.
Oh.
Switching them in and out.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Like, these videos of certain things do exist and happen if you, like, look for them.
Yeah.
Just like
people
with the animals.
It might not be a directed thing. Like, have you ever thought, has it ever crossed your mind, and maybe I'm just a bad person, but has it ever crossed your mind that when you got food delivered to you, that person could be some kind of whatever. And like, this is how I'm going to, I'm not even saying they're from another country. They could be infighting.
Yeah.
And they could be like, you know what, lazy ass, fat ass, you're too lazy to go get your food. Like maybe he's going against the greed, or, you know, like in Seven. He's like, you fat ass, wanting this pizza. I got to deliver it to you. Baseball, I'm going to put arsenic on it. I mean, things like that. You never know.
People don't think about it as much now since we're so advanced in the food delivery. Everything's kind of wrapped up tight and taped. And
yeah, but yeah. If you get a drink and there's no tape over the hole,
it's going to have drugs in it.
I think that.
I might.
Like, I try.
Might have ecstasies in it.
I've delivered drinks.
I take
drinks.
My flag down before the food's I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
I've delivered drinks just like that without a carry-all thing, just, you know, with the cup.
Think about if you have like a Trump sign in your yard and then the person that brings your food has the opposite bumper sticker. Your food might get a little knocked around a little bit or something. I mean, you know that's
I got to take a picture. There's a house I passed on the way home. It's got a cutout of him dancing on the front yard.
There's a business in Spartanburg County. The whole side of their building is a Trump flag. Like, the entire side of it is, like, you. I don't know that you could work there and have a difference of opinion. That's what I'm saying.
Get out.
I mean, it's like you're going to, like, one of the campaign places, but it's really like a construction.
Have you seen the Twitter AI you get when you sign up for the premium account?
You got that?
No, I don't have it.
Oh.
But I've seen people, like, you know, the habit. The pictures you can make, they look real. I'm talking about, there are pictures of Kamala and Trump kissing each other, like hanging out, like other explicit stuff too. That this the next feature when you sign up for a premium account.
Our whole lives, everybody's been looking at things sideways, saying, "Man, I don't know if that's real. That ain't real." Our kids, our grandkids, or maybe their kids, they won't know up from down. I mean, they won't.
They'll be confused because they think these are new actors, but they're AI actors that are probably 90 years old.
No, I mean, they're going to see fake videos that they're going to assume. They're going to think everything is fake. They're not going to believe anything.
Dude, they don't even communicate with each other in words now. It's all sounds like, bruh, you ate. Yeah, cap, huh? Bussin'.
But I understood what you just meant, though.
Yeah, for now, until it changes again.
Yeah, that's the thing. When the adults start doing it, it's really, white people really mess up everything. I mean, come on. We start using the slang or start using what teenagers are saying or whatever, and then suddenly it makes it not cool, and they could do the other thing.
Bro, huh, yuck, cat, what, huh? That's like a whole conversation between two 20-year-olds.
But you understand it. When they start talking like the three-letter ones, that's the ones where I literally have to look them up. Age. There was like, I mean, even with like FTW, it depends on who you are as to what that stands for.
Yeah, like if you work at the post office, it means Fort Worth.
If you work at the post office, we know what the FTW means. If you, a church-going college football fan, it's for the win.
Yep.
God. Question two on the
test.
Okay, American Civics test. There's just three questions left to find out if...
Okay.
Actually, four questions left. Paige, so far, gets to vote. Fatboy does not, if there's an American Civics test. Question number two. How many branches of the government are there in the United States? A, 2, B, 4, C, 3, or D, 5? 2, 4, 3, or 5? How many branches of government are there in the United States? Play along on the text line, too. Let's see if you get this right. I'm telling you, it's not looking good for me either, folks.
Oh, no.
Today's winner gets to announce on the radio who they're voting for in the election.
Oh, Lord. You better get ready, Paige.
Okay. Fat boy, what did you say? Paige went first last time. How many branches of the government are there?
I said C for 3.
You say C for 3. Paige, you said?
I say 3. Congress, the Senate, and Supreme Court.
For the extra credit. Look, she's going with the answers. And guess what? You're both right.
I wasn't sure.
Paige will get to vote twice now because she's in the lead.
The way you said it.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.